The government spends about $1.2 billion a year on mobile devices and services. The Government Accountability Office found many agencies aren't keeping good track of those devices or the money it spends on them. Carol Cha is the Director of IT Acquisition Management Issues at GAO, and she joins us more. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, Carol, explain, why did Congress ask you to investigate this?
Well, they asked us to investigate this because, again, as you said, there's, we spend $1.2billion annually on mobile telecommunications, and there's a significant opportunity here to optimize the spending in this area. In fact, OMB had estimated a potential savings of about $388 million in mobile service contracts alone over fiscal years 2013 through 2015. So that's a pretty high opportunity here.
And any idea of how far along we are on that path?
Well, so in terms of our study, we examined 15 agencies with the highest telecom spending, and we looked at three key areas. We examined the extent to which these agencies had complete inventories of their mobile devices and wireless services. We looked at the procedures for monitoring and controlling spending in this area, and we also looked at the monthly service rates being paid by these agencies. And what we found in looking at this is that most of the 15 agencies did not have adequate inventories of their mobile devices and services.
So that would mean, and to answer my question, that it's really hard to tell if this White House policy is going to be, if the government is going to be meeting that goal of $388 million in savings.
That's right. You have to have good information in order to track progress. And again, as what we found was that the federal government in general lacks that information to make those measurements.
We're talking about very large institutions here. How hard is it, or how complicated is it, to actually get a complete inventory of mobile devices, of all the smartphones, I guess, that are out there in the agency?
Well, what we found was that agencies are generally relying on a decentralized approach to managing their mobile devices, even though such an approach does limit their ability to optimize spending. So of the 15 agencies that we looked at, there were four that had centralized management, and then another 10 that had that took a decentralized approach, meaning they delegated the mobile management to their components. And then, so that's 14 agencies, and we also identified one agency that had no management in place, either at the enterprise level or at the component level.
What agency was that?
And that was a Department of State.
Did they explain why? That seems like one of those that it's really complicated because everybody's all over the world, so more important to know where all those devices are.
Right, and the Department of State identified that it just was a lack of a priority for them, and again, that just reinforces our findings that OMB should be establishing very transparent goals for these agencies and measuring against those goals. And that's one of the recommendations that we did make to OMB to help improve mobile management across the agencies.
Are there security implications here that we should be concerned about?
Not so much security, but just ensuring that agencies have adequate insight into the devices that they have, as well as the service information associated with those devices.
But it seems to me, if you take the Department of State, again, as an example, people doing critical work on these devices in far-flung countries with all sorts of telecommunications infrastructure, that agencies might not be able to guarantee the security of those devices if they simply don't know where they are, perhaps who has them, and subsequently the information that is on those devices.
Well, I think you're making a very good point there, and that wasn't a part of the scope of our review, but certainly I think that reinforces the need for having complete and comprehensive inventories at these agencies. Again, to optimize mobile spending, but also, again, as you said, to ensure that the proper security controls are in place.
Now, you did single out one agency, the General Services Administration, as doing things better than the others. Talk a little bit about what GSA has done and if you're seeing actually an impact on GSA spending or management of mobile devices because it's following these protocols.
Yeah, so GSA was one of the agencies that had centralized their mobile management. There were four agencies that had centralized the management, but of the four, GSA did have a comprehensive set of inventory. So their inventories for their devices and their associated service plans were up to snuff. And what we were looking for in terms of an adequate inventory, we were looking for information from all agency components as well as uniquely identifying the devices and the associated service plan information. So between those two aspects, that's what we consider to be a complete inventory. And so within GSA, their plans were pretty good. And so when you look across the 15 agencies in terms of the rates that were being paid, for example, we saw quite a bit of variability there. So on the lowest end of the spectrum, USDA, they were paying roughly $21 per month per device, and the service plan associated with that was 200 minutes for plus unlimited data and 200 texts. So that was on the lowest end of the spectrum. On the higher end of the spectrum, you had HHS that was paying roughly $121 for unlimited voice, text, and data. And we did find that GSA was somewhere in the middle of that spectrum, paying roughly between $48 to $58 per month per device. But again, it was kind of difficult for us to compare compare across the federal government unless we had similar plans. And we did actually do that, where for agencies that did have the same plans, for example, unlimited voice, text, and data, we did identify three agencies that were paying roughly different rates, somewhere between $69 to $80 to $121. So when you look at that spectrum, there was roughly $53 in variance. And so that variance shows that there is a potential to reduce costs in that regard.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, those that are paying $122 are paying nearly twice as much as those paying, you know, $70 a month.
Yeah.
What sort of government-wide effort is there to shed transparency on that?
Well, OMB does collect this information on a quarterly basis. They collect the service contract information from the agencies. But what we found was that OMB has not tracked mobile contract-related cost savings against established targets. So instead, what we found was that OMB was providing this information to agencies on how their rates compare government-wide, and they did so as a way to encourage them to improve their management practices and to reduce costs. However, based on our work on leading performance management practices, you know, that work has shown that it's really important to establish targets and provide those targets to the agencies so that they can set clear and transparent goals for themselves to help guide their efforts.
We're speaking with Carol Cha. She's the Director of Information Technology Acquisition Management Issues at GAO. And I know this goes beyond the scope of this particular report, but I just wondering if you could put this situation in perspective. We hear a lot about bring your own device initiatives at various agencies, but are we talking about the bulk of agency approved devices here when we talk about the ones that you tried to see if agencies inventory?
We did not include the devices that were owned, you know, personally owned by employees. We're talking about the devices that are government issued.
And those are still the vast majority of the ones that employees use for work, right?
That is correct.
You've talked a lot about success with centralizing this process, but I'm wondering, because you were mentioning that USDA is giving employees a relatively small plan, and then some other agencies like HHS sort of gives them the kitchen sink. Is centralization better than a decentralized process? I mean, can you say that definitively?
Yes, we do believe and maintain that a centralized approach is critically important, because that is the approach that allows the federal government to leverage, you know, better buying power and to optimize mobile spending overall. Now, some of the agencies did tell us that they felt the traditional decentralized approach to mobile management was adequate for their needs. And some agencies also told us that they were limited in their authority to control component-level management. However, again, that decentralized approach is limiting the government's buying power. And again, what we're saying is it doesn't necessarily, you know, in terms of centralized management, we're not saying that these inventories have to be generated centrally at the headquarters level. Certainly, the department can compile comprehensive inventory using Component's complete inventory. So there's flexibility there in how agencies can go about centralizing their management approach.
Congress requested this report. You've got recommendations in here for the White House. Who do you see as taking the central role in this when you look at the problems? Is it something that is legislative or is it something that is administrative?
Well, it's something it's largely administrative. I mean, OMB should be taking a leadership role, and we did make a recommendation to the OMB director to measure and report on the progress in achieving its goal of cost savings through consolidation. From a legislative perspective, you know, the recent Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act does address the responsibility of agency CIOs for ensuring that, you know, that IT management is effective and efficient across their agencies. So, you know, when selected agencies told us that they felt that they were limited in their authority, well, you know, the recent legislation, this FITARA Act, this certainly helps them in that regard, because agencies, with the exception of DOD, they cannot enter into a contract for IT or IT services without CIO-level approval. So that certainly gives them the leverage that's needed to enforce better IT mobile management policies.
Carol Cha is the Director of Information Technology Acquisition Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.